Yeah, well, I think look, it's very encouraging firstly that victims are coming forward, and you know we have these supports there to help them. But there is ongoing concern. You know, I've raised before about legal aid, that we are waiting 9 weeks on legal aid, some of the people in these situations, and unfortunately we don't have really anyone in Inishowen giving that service to the people when they really, really need it, you know. So we need more supports in place for the agencies that are supporting victims of domestic abuse, so they can in turn support anyone that's affected by domestic abuse. I think anyone reading the statistics this morning should be deeply, deeply concerned, you know, that there's 62,000 disclosures of abuse against women and children in 2025, you know, by Women's Aid that they've recorded. You know, and that we have to remember there's people behind closed doors that aren't coming forward. Obviously, it's a very, very difficult place to be. And unfortunately, we're seeing more and more of it. And I think it's something that we need to start addressing. And I have to pay tribute to all the agencies that work with people, you know, who are in this crisis point in their lives. But they do need, victims need access to counselling. They need mental health supports. They need emergency accommodation. They need that legal representation. And they need financial assistance so as they can move on and get the help that they need. And a lot of these agencies are actually voluntary, you know, relying on just grant funding. And it just isn't sufficient given the volumes of people that are seeking that help.
And you've called domestic violence a societal issue, and you've called for a more proactive approach to the problem instead of reactive, like it seems to be currently.
Yeah, of course. I do believe personally that, you know, there's a lot of social media presence there, and I think educating people into what a healthy relationship is very, very important. You know, I think anyone, you know, should be able to reach out and get the help that they need, but no one should have to remain in an abusive relationship because they're worried about what supports are in place and how they're going to be able to move forward. You know, that this figure cannot become another headline. This is deeply, deeply worrying. And we do need now to make sure that every victim, man or woman, do have access to the protection that they need at the time of crisis in their lives. And that's what I'm calling for, that there needs to be more supports put in place given the sheer volume that is being experienced across the county and beyond.